devotional.
We're at part five of Agape Love. And I'll tell you, after we've just completed the fire of God, now we're looking at Agape Love. It is so powerful. This series is proving to be incredibly powerful. If you turn with me in your Bible to John, the 15th chapter, and we're going to jump around a little bit of this particular chapter. But I want to highlight a couple of verses, maybe three verses. Verse 9 says, I have loved you even as the Father has loved me. Remain in my love. This is my commandment, says verse 12. Love each other in the same way I have loved you. And verse 13, there is no greater love than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends. Look, first of all, at this one. I muted this the other day when I brought you part three. And it was an iconic verse that I brought you from John 13. But this one says, and Jesus is talking again, I have loved you even as the Father has loved me. Look at that. I have loved you even as the Father has loved me. In the same way that my Father in heaven has loved me, I have loved you, says Jesus. And if you ever wanted to know how much the Heavenly Father loved you, just look at how much he loved Jesus. He loved him so much. So much. And Jesus, in turn, loved the Father just as much. Because he says, that night in the Garden of Gethsemane when he was praying, he said, take this cup away from me, for I don't want to drink its poison. And then he said, but not my will, your will be done. It wasn't about what Jesus wanted. It was always about what the Father wanted. Always about the Father. Jesus always said that he was about his Father's business. When he was in the desert, in the wilderness, in his wilderness experience, he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. Just before he began his ministry, he wanted to spend time with his Father in the wilderness. No distractions, nothing around him. And what did Satan do? Satan came immediately to tempt him. Three times he tempted him. Three times. Took him to a high mountain and said, if you'll bow down and worship me, I'll give you all of this. And Jesus quoted scripture. You must not tempt the Lord your God. Oh, yes. Can you imagine how hungry Jesus was? Because he hadn't eaten for 40 days and 40 nights. Can you imagine the hunger he was feeling? And Satan tempted him by saying, well, if you're the Son of God, you can turn that stone into bread. And of course he could. He could have turned that into bread in an instant. But Jesus said, I do not live by bread alone, by the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus is saying here very clearly, I have loved you, even as the Father has loved me. Remain in my love. Remain in my love. He's just saying to him, He's reiterating what he's said before. And he's saying, listen, you need to remain in my love. It's important that you remain in my love. Because if you don't remain in my love, you are stuck. You are stuck. You are stuck. You're stuck in this one place. Because you're not remaining in God's love, in Jesus' love. You are stuck in this one place. You are in this desert and you are stuck. But what Jesus did when he was in that desert place, he wasn't stuck because he immediately quoted scripture at Satan. I'm going to reiterate what I just said. If you are the Son of God, says Satan, tell these stones to become bread. And Jesus says, it is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. He's quoted scripture clearly. The devil then took him to a holy city. And he was standing at the highest point of the temple. If you are the Son of God, said Satan, throw yourself down, for it is written. And again, Satan is quoting scripture at God, at Jesus. He will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Jesus answered him, it is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test. And the final one, the final one. He took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. All this I will give you, said Satan, if you will bow down and worship me. Jesus said to him, away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. And the Bible tells us that the devil left him, and the angels came and attended to him. You see, Jesus could have done anything he wanted, anything he wanted. But he wanted to do his Father's business, his Father's will, and only his Father's will. And that's why Jesus says to you, remain in my love. If you remain in my love, you're with me. If you don't remain in my love, you're not with me. Jesus says, this is my commandment. Again, this commandment, he's not asking you. He's telling you. Jesus is telling you today. He's not asking. He's telling you. He's giving you a commandment. He's saying, love each other in the same way as I have loved you. We know how much his Father loved him and how much he loved his Father. And he's saying to you today, love each other as much as I have loved you. And here's the test, beloved. Here's the test right here. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. I believe at this point, Jesus knew exactly what he had to do. And he was quoting what he had to do. Although the disciples couldn't understand a word he was saying, he was quoting exactly what he had to do. Greater love has no man than this, than he lay down his life for one's friends. Yesterday was the centenary of the first day of World War I. and I was watching the television news and they were showing old footage of all of these guys all lined up outside the Tower of London, all waiting to sign up, all waiting to possibly give their lives, all waiting patiently in line. And I believe as they were waiting patiently in line, they knew what they had to do. They knew the work they had to do. And I've seen all of that footage of those guys in the trenches. And then came the order that they had to go over the top. And many of them to run into certain death. For as they went over the top, they were just mown down. They were just shot down. But that's what they had to do. They had no choice. And they know the guys that have gone before them. And they knew that they had been shot down too. And as they waited and waited and waited and waited and waited for their turn to go over the top, they were waiting for their order, for their command to go. You see, their commanding officer gave them an order, a commandment. He would say, when I blow the whistle, you will do this. You will go over the top. When I give you this commandment, that is what you will do. And they gave their lives for their friends. But Jesus is giving you a commandment today. And maybe you're listening to this broadcast and you're thinking, what does this commandment mean to me? How do I do it? I can't love like that. I don't know how. My answer to you is this. Yes, you do. Yes, you do know how. Because you are receiving that same love from Almighty God. And He's going to show you how to do it. He's going to teach you how to love when it's really difficult. When it's a difficult love, He is teaching you. He is going to show you the way. And all you've got to do is say yes. Beloved, if you say no, then it's no. And I'm sure the Lord won't ask you again. But if you say the word yes, your Heavenly Father will change your life. Why? Because He will show you how to love with a love that never fails, always hopes, always perseveres, and a love that never fails. If you say yes, just say, Lord, help me do this. Lord, help me to love in this way. As you have first loved me. And know this, beloved, greater love has no man than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends. In the mighty name of Jesus.